And now to the biggest prize in last night's primary, California. John McCain took the Republican primary here with 42% of the vote. On the Democratic side, Barack Obama trailed Hillary Clinton, who got 52%. She had Latino voters to thank for that. They went for her 2-1. NPR's Ina Jaffe spent last night at Clinton's election night party in Burbank.
The vast majority of the elected officials who spoke from the stage last night were Hispanic or African American. And the same went for the crowd of Clinton volunteers who listened to them. Among them was Nancy Tafoya Gutierrez from the East LA community of Highland Park. After all her phone banking and canvassing on behalf of Hillary Clinton, she said it makes her proud that Latinos were 29% of the total Democratic vote.
But it also makes me proud that we have such a strong voice. And it makes me proud that when we pull together, it shows that something can really happen.
But Gutierrez was also happy to look around this cavernous union hall and see that her candidate was supported by people of so many different ethnicities and ages.
I never knew I would see something like this happen. And I'm just so happy to see it's not just completely one-sided. So nobody can say it's a woman's issue, it's a race issue. This is a people's issue.
A young African-American man named Louis Alfin agreed that the presidential election was too important to be defined by race.
This is about what a person believes that an individual is going to do in office. Hillary, I believe, is standing up for the people and what we want.
I have no quarrels with Obama, said Alfin. He's a brother. But, he added, she's also my sister. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.